doing a little instruction-based piece, get everyone making some sounds, and get our ears to the same spot, maybe. I wonder, though, the instructions are all extremely simple, so everyone's an expert. I'm going to conduct with this sheet of parchment paper. I'll be crumpling it. It'll let some people know when to do some things and other people know when to do other things. I have four stones, two of one kind and two of another kind. And so I need two volunteers who might be willing to sit on the sides of the room, and you'll be playing the stone part, which will involve watching some other people do some things and doing some things in response to them with the stones. So it's relatively simple, but I just need two volunteers. There's one.
Great.
I'll do the other one.
Oh, Stefan, thanks.
But you can explain it again.
That's fine. No, you just have the stones now, and I haven't told anybody to do anything yet. So.
Awesome.
Okay, so. Do you have people in tow?
Yeah, there are a few.
Okay. Then I'll need more paper. That's part of it.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's fine. I want everyone to have the opportunity. So I think we'll start.
Smallwood, Biggs, Narveson, and Pfefferman.
Oh, good. Can you give these to the people who you're with?
Of course.
That's good. It's like, all wrong week.
Maybe in the Ashburn.
Great. Two apiece. This is, I almost ran out of paper. This is spectacular. So we're going to start with a very simple thing, kind of a paper technique lesson. What I'd like you to do is kind of hold a sheet in your hand, like yay, not necessarily up in the air. I'm just doing it so that you can see my hand. I feel a little like a magician.
Should I have paper too?
No. You have stones, and if you could sit on the side of the auditorium, maybe to the side.
Should I go?
There's a chair. I set one there that's sort of side-like. And the other paper will go on top of this paper. And so then what you'll do is you'll make some circles. And so what I thought maybe we'd do to start, no pressure. This isn't a piece, but it's just a way to make some sound and hear what paper is capable of. We'll make some nice slow circles in unison. And then we'll try nice slow circles in not unison. Okay, so try to follow. Here, I'll stand up so you can see. Try to follow my pace, and we'll just hear the sort of sweet, whooshy sound of paper. Try to get your top hand to hit the top at the same time as my top hand hits the top. Now, because we're probably really all concentrating hard on how we're playing paper, you can close your eyes if you want, or if you can just zone out your eyes in a way that lets you kind of listen instead of attend, because the circles will kind of make themselves. And just hear for a second just what this sounds like. Now do 10 more turns and stop. Great, you are all virtuoso paper players. So then the second thing that I thought I'd have us do is concentrating very hard on your nearest neighbor. Try to choose a pace that is distinctly not theirs. So I'll, sit down, because you don't need to watch me for this one. And so we'll do the same basic thing, and I'll say something to the effect of, okay, 10 more turns, and then we'll stop, okay? So, go ahead. So 10 more turns and stop. Great, okay, good. So now, stone players. It'll be a little something like this. The way that the piece is gonna go is, I've got this piece of parchment paper, which ought to make a nice crumple sound. That will cue the piece beginning. And then I'll crumple the paper again after some time has passed, and that'll cue the piece ending. And that way I don't have to shout, everyone start, everyone stop, and take you out of the deliciously sweet drone of paper swishing and stone tapping. Stone people, what you'll do is when I start crumpling, you'll count, let's say, count to 60. And then follow someone in the audience, each of you can follow anyone you want, and choose a number of times of their circles to tap your stones together. So let's hear a nice loud tap. That's great. So what this is going to be is kind of an audible version of when someone's gotten to noon on their circle. Yeah. So but you can keep your attention on one person for a little while, and if you get the impression that they're wise to you, switch and watch someone else. Now paper people, here's where you get your autonomy. You can choose any pace you like of making circles with your paper. You can choose to stop at any time. And when you start back up, you can choose to, frankly, you can choose to do anything you want at any time, and you're socially responsible for yourself for doing so. So I don't mean to sound coercive by suggesting that you do one thing or the other, but if we want to have fun in this zone, we can do it this way. When you start back up after the amount of silence that you've chosen to participate in the piece with, choose a new pace or the same pace or a pace related to or a pace to start from and a pace to go to. And all the while, stone people, you'll be watching and you can choose when to switch around. And hopefully, when I crumple the paper the second time and the piece ends, we'll have a little sound experience with one another. Some more people came, and so I thought I'd give them some paper. I've almost run out, so I'll tell you what.
You can share.
Paper is amazing, because you can't do this with a violin. I mean, you can, but it's sort of more like Nanfoon Pig and not me. Sort of Joseph Poisey revolution. Oh, you've got some great. Thanks. Here, thank you. Now you've got those, and now you have these. Super. Great. So, that said, I crumple. You guys start to count to 60. You can come in whenever you want, and you can stop whenever you want. And when I crumple the second time, when I stop, you guys finish out what you're doing and stop. Sound like a plan?
Ooh.
Great. likely the first piece. And so, but I thought maybe, because you've got the paper in your hand, and how often is it that I've got an audience full of people with paper in their hand who are willing to do instruction, I thought what would be really fun would be, you know, because this is the kind of fun I have, if you could all take your paper on the longest side and hold it up in front of you. You just need one sheet for this. And then get your ripping fingers ready. Let me see if I can find a. Can I borrow one of your sheets? Great. Get yourself like yay. And what I'd like you to do is try to rip 100 centimeter long rips into the side of this paper. But you know, wait, Stefan, can I have you tap your stones together to start this? And that'll be, and then you know, you count. Well, when it starts to peter out, just tap the stones again, and that'll stop the piece. Sound good? Sound great. Okay, so so up here on the yay side, and we'll do on Stefan's stone tapping. We're going to rip 101 centimeter things into the side of this paper along this side. So we're like rip, 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 as fast as you want, and we'll just listen to what it sounds like because, you know, that's fun. Ready? Thanks, everybody. Great. Okay. So I'm obliged to say, besides, thank you, Roulette, earnestly from the bottom of my soul for having me come, that this concert is produced in part by me, the composer. And as part of that, at the end, I'm more than happy to take any questions that you might have. So as you might meet me, though I'm not necessarily sure whether I'm a composer. Okay, so great. Next up, we have Akyon Lee playing Overflow and Grip. Thank you. Thank you. This is not part of the piece, I'm just making sure sound is coming. answer questions. I'm more than happy to do that in a public way, but if you feel more comfortable just coming up, we can talk. That'd be great.